Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Athleticism to try to get around them, whether that's power, speed, around edges, all that kind of stuff. That's kind of the basis of it.
Greg was talking about that they use a multiple number techniques. I think you're referring to some of that now. Mm-hmm. But obviously the quarterback is something to get out of the pocket too. When you have a variety of techniques and a quarterback that's a moving target, how much more difficult does it make it?
Yeah, you know, it's become a more common threat in this league. You know, all the quarterbacks are able to run, they're able to throw, they're able to extend plays, really. And that's something that we're trying to emphasize is our MQFs, mobile quarterback fundamentals. Try to keep him in the pocket, contain him, and then keep him from getting out wide, using his feet, and then extending plays that way.
This team has been in the playoffs now 6 years in a row. Haven't gotten to where you got wanted to yet. How do you have the outcome be different this year without getting away from all those things that have made you so successful in the regular season?
Yeah. It's obviously a change of tempo, change of pace now that we're here, but we try to be as consistent as possible, and I think that's the one big emphasis for us is that we've made it to this point. There's no reason to change. There's no reason to add some secret recipe, add some whatever it may be. You know, what we've been doing is good enough, and just keep harping on those details, keep harping on our all those fundamentals and things we always do, and that'll lock us in for the game.
And how hard is it to keep believing that, you know, after a number of years where it just hasn't worked out yet?
You know, I think we've fallen short in the playoffs a couple times, obviously, but we've won enough games to where we know what our formula is and we know that it can be successful and it's a matter of execution.
You know, it's going to be super loud, obviously. Mm-hmm. Not that you're not used to that at this stadium, mm-hmm. but what is the challenge when the crowd is so loud when you're on the field trying to communicate things that they're doing?
Yeah, it's tough because they do a lot of motioning. They do a lot of things. And TB is trying his best to give us information left and right, tell us here or there. But, yeah, that's definitely a factor. We have such great fans and such a great crowd that they make it such a fun atmosphere to be around, but it does make it hard for us to communicate. So, I mean, a lot of hand signals, a lot of touching and just talking, like that stuff that will help us dial in and make sure we're all on the same page.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.